welcome to the Saving Castles podcast, the sanctuary for castle devotees and medieval history enthusiasts. Prepare to embark on a thrilling voyage through time as we unveil enthralling history and legend. From ancient folklore to cutting-edge restoration, we've got it all covered. So grab your headphones and let's dive right in.
In the dawn of 1453, as the first light of spring whispered across the lands that straddle east and west, a shadow loomed large over the ancient city of Constantinople. This city, a jewel of civilization, stood as the final bastion of an empire that had once commanded the world with its wisdom and might. The Byzantine Empire, inheritor of Roman grandeur, was now a realm besieged by time, weakened by internal strife and external threats. Yet, in its heart, Constantinople remained defiant, a beacon of Christian orthodoxy and classical learning, surrounded by a sea of emerging powers, eager to claim its treasures. Constantinople was more than a city. It was a symbol, a bridge between continents and cultures, and the keeper of histories. Its walls, forged in the might of emperors long past, had repelled invaders with a resilience that became legend. These were the Theodosian walls, named for Theodosius II, who in the 5th century had envisioned a fortress city that could withstand the tides of barbarian invasions. And withstand it did for over a millennium against Goths, Huns, Arabs, and Persians. This was a city that had seen the world change, empires rise and fall, yet it remained proud and unbroken, a living testament to human endeavor. But the world was changing. To the east, a new power had risen, formidable and hungry for glory. The Ottoman Empire, young yet ambitious, sought to expand its dominion, and Constantinople was the prize that would crown its ambitions. Mehmed II, Sultan of the Ottomans, barely into his second decade of life, burned with a desire not just to conquer, but to transform. He was a ruler who looked beyond the mere accumulation of territories. He envisioned a world empire with Constantinople as its jewel. Educated, cunning, and with a military acumen far beyond his years, Mehmed prepared for what he knew was his destiny. As winter thawed into spring, the citizens of Constantinople could feel the tension in the air, a prelude to the storm that was to come, rumors of a massive Ottoman force, the likes of which had never been seen. Mehmed was not content with laying siege in the traditional manner. He had amassed an army that spoke of his intentions not just to besiege, but to obliterate. Artisans and engineers from across his empire and beyond had been gathered, tasked with crafting cannons of unprecedented size. These were not mere tools of war. They were instruments of fate, designed to breach walls that had stood inviolate through the ages. The Byzantine Emperor, Constantine the 11th, watched from his palace as dark clouds gathered on the horizon. His was a heavy burden, for he knew that the fate of Christendom lay in his hands. The empire over which he ruled was but a shadow of its former self, territories lost, the treasury empty, and his people weary of endless conflict. Yet in his heart burned the flame of hope, a belief that the city that had stood against all odds could do so once more. Constantine was not alone in his struggle. Knights and mercenaries, adventurers and scholars had come to Constantinople, drawn by its legacy, ready to defend it against the coming darkness. The stage was set for a confrontation that would alter the course of history. On one side stood the might of the Ottoman Empire, its young sultan leading an army fueled by the promise of plunder and glory. On the other, the last emperor of a dying empire, surrounded by a tapestry of allies, each with their own reasons for being there, but all united in the defense of a city that was the very embodiment of their civilization's greatest achievements. As the siege engines of the Ottomans rolled towards the city, the air was filled with a sense of inevitability. This was not just a military campaign. It was a clash of cultures, of destinies intertwined by the threads of history. The citizens of Constantinople, from the highest noble to the humblest street vendor, prepared themselves for what was to come. They fortified their spirits with prayers, fortified their walls with whatever materials they could muster, and looked to their emperor and his foreign allies for leadership. In the final days before the siege began in earnest, there was a palpable sense of the end of an era. Constantinople, a beacon of the ancient world, was about to face its greatest test. And yet, amidst the fear and anticipation, there was a strange beauty. The city had never seemed more alive, its people never more united. They were the custodians of history, standing on the threshold of the unknown, ready to write the final chapter of an empire that had shaped the world. As dawn broke on April 6, 1453, the siege of Constantinople began. It was the final act in a drama centuries in the making, the last stand of an empire against the relentless march of time. The stage was set, the actors ready, and the world watched, knowing that whatever the outcome, history would never be the same again. In the early days of 1432, within the opulent chambers of the Ottoman palace, a child was born under an auspicious star. This child, Mehmed II, cradled in the arms of destiny, was to inherit not just the throne of an empire, but the dreams of centuries. From his earliest days, it was clear that Mehmed was no ordinary child. He was a prodigy, blessed with a keen intellect and an unquenchable thirst for knowledge. The sages and scholars of the court whispered among themselves that in this boy, the prophecies of old seemed to stir, promising greatness or utter ruin. Mehmed's education was befitting that of a future sultan. He was tutored in the arts of war and peace, learning the strategies of ancient generals and the wisdom of philosophers. Languages flowed from his tongue with ease, and he conversed with ambassadors in their native tongues, a testament to his diplomatic prowess. Yet, among all the subjects he mastered, history captivated him most. He pored over the tales of Alexander the Great and Julius Caesar, envisioning himself walking in the footsteps of these colossi, destined to leave an indelible mark on the pages of time. As he grew into manhood, Mehmed's vision for his empire expanded beyond the mere accumulation of power. He saw himself not just as a ruler of lands and peoples, but as a harbinger of a new era. Constantinople, the jewel of the world, long coveted by his predecessors, became the focal point of his ambition. For him, the city was not merely a strategic prize, but a symbol of his destined legacy. He dreamt of transforming it into the capital of a world empire, a beacon of Islam's glory, and a hub of learning and culture that would rival the great civilizations of the past. Mehmed's ascension to the throne was marked by turmoil within the Ottoman court and beyond. His claim was contested, and his youth was seen as a weakness by his enemies. But adversity only sharpened his resolve. He purged his court of dissent, consolidating power with a ruthlessness that left both allies and adversaries in awe. The young sultan knew that to achieve his dream, he needed not only the loyalty of his subjects, but also an army capable of breaching the walls that had defied conquerors for a millennium. The preparation for the siege of Constantinople was a monumental undertaking. Mehmed marshaled resources from across his empire, assembling a force that was as diverse as it was formidable. Artisans and engineers, summoned from far and wide, worked tirelessly to craft cannons of unprecedented power. These behemoths, capable of hurling stones weighing hundreds of pounds, were not just weapons of war. They were symbols of Mehmed's resolve, tools to shatter the very foundation of the old world. Mehmed's strategy for the siege was a masterpiece of military planning. He understood that the conquest of Constantinople required more than brute force. It demanded innovation and adaptability. The Sultan personally oversaw the construction of a fleet that could challenge Byzantine dominance of the sea, and he ordered the creation of a road of greased logs to transport his ships overland into the Golden Horn, bypassing the chain that guarded the waterway. This feat of engineering, audacious and unprecedented, stunned his adversaries and demoralized the defenders of the city. As the siege approached, Mehmed's demeanor remained inscrutable. Beneath his calm exterior, however, burned the fires of ambition. He spent long hours in his tent, poring over maps and dispatches, consulting with his generals and praying for victory. The Sultan knew that the eyes of the world were upon him, and he was acutely aware of the historical significance of what he was about to attempt. In his heart, he believed that Allah had chosen him to fulfill a divine destiny, to bridge the gap between East and West, and to usher in a new era under Ottoman rule. The night before the siege began, Mehmed addressed his troops, a vast assembly of warriors gathered from the corners of his empire. His speech, infused with the fervor of faith and the promise of glory, inspired his men to feats of valor. He spoke of the riches and honor that awaited them, but more importantly, he spoke of their role in a historical moment, a turning point that will be remembered for ages to come. As dawn broke on the day of the siege, Mehmed II stood before the walls of Constantinople, the embodiment of youthful ambition and ancient prophecy. In his eyes burned the vision of a new world, born from the ashes of the old. The cannons roared to life, a thunderous declaration of his intent, and the siege of Constantinople began. This was no mere battle. It was the culmination of a vision, a dream that stretched back through the mists of time, now resting in the hands of a young conqueror who sought not just to rule, but to transform the world. As the first light of dawn pierced the horizon on April 6, 1453, a silence fell upon the land, a breathless pause before the storm. This was the moment when history held its breath as the fate of an empire and a city that had stood as a beacon of civilization for over a millennium teetered on the brink of oblivion. Constantinople, the queen of cities, was about to face the greatest siege in medieval history. The city itself was a marvel of human achievement, a tapestry of ancient wisdom, art, and architecture that had survived the ebbing tides of empires. Its walls, a formidable bulwark forged in the crucible of warfare, had repelled countless sieges. But now they faced a force unlike any before. Mehmed, the young Ottoman sultan, had marshaled an army of such magnitude and diversity. It seemed as if the entire world had descended upon Constantinople. The citizens of the city, from the humblest beggar to the Emperor Constantine XI himself, would hear the distant rumble of the Ottoman cannons, an ominous harbinger of the siege to come. There was an eerie beauty to the scene, as if the city, in its final moments of peace, was bearing its soul to the heavens, resplendent in its defiance and dignity. As the Ottoman forces encircled the city, cutting off any hope of escape or reinforcement, the siege engines moved into position. These were no ordinary machines of war, but monstrous creations, capable of hurling stones so massive they seemed to defy the laws of physics. The largest of these, a cannon forged by the Hungarian engineer Orban, was a behemoth that required 60 oxen to transport and hundreds of men to operate. Its roars shattered the air, sending shockwaves through the city as stone after stone battered the ancient walls. Inside Constantinople, the defenders prepared for the onslaught. The Byzantine Emperor Constantine stood shoulder to shoulder with his soldiers, a mosaic of humanity gathered from across Europe to defend the city. Among them were the Genoese, Venetians, and even a contingent of English archers, each with their own reasons for being there but united in a common cause. They worked tirelessly, reinforcing walls, stockpiling supplies, and praying for a miracle. The Ottomans launched their initial assaults with a fury that matched the Sultan's ambition. Wave after wave of soldiers charged the walls, only to be met with a hail of arrows, rocks, and boiling oil. The defenders fought with a desperation born of the knowledge that their survival and the fate of their civilization hung in the balance. As days turned into weeks, the siege took on a rhythm of its own, a deadly dance between attacker and defender. Mehmed's forces adapted their tactics, employing siege towers and tunnels in an attempt to breach the walls. Yet, for every innovation, the defenders found a counter, repelling each assault with a resilience that bordered on the supernatural. But the siege was more than a contest of arms. It was a psychological battle, a test of wills. Mehmed sought to break the spirit of the defenders, bombarding them not only with stones, but with promises of riches and threats of retribution. Yet the citizens of Constantinople remained steadfast, their resolve hardened by their shared ordeal. The city, even in its darkest hour, was alive with a spirit of defiance and hope. Tales of miraculous visions and ancient prophecies circulated among the defenders, bolstering their morale with the belief that divine providence would deliver them from their enemies. As the siege dragged on, the situation within the city grew increasingly desperate. Food supplies dwindled, and disease began to claim as many lives as the enemy. Yet, despite the suffering, the people of Constantinople refused to surrender. They knew that the fall of their city would mark the end of an era, the closing of a chapter in human history that could never be reopened. In the end, the siege of Constantinople was more than a military campaign. It was a clash of civilizations, a confrontation between the old world and the new. For the defenders, it was a final stand in defense of their home, their heritage, and their faith. For Mehmed and his army, it was the fulfillment of a destiny, the dawn of a new age. As history would record, the siege was but the prelude to the fall, a chapter in the epic saga of humanity's unending quest for power, glory, and understanding. But in those final hours before the storm broke in all its fury, Constantinople stood proud and unbroken, a testament to the indomitable spirit of its people. As the siege of Constantinople unfolded, it became clear that this was not merely a contest of strength and will, but also a crucible of innovation and technology. The walls of Constantinople, which had stood inviolable for over a millennium, were about to face the full force of the Renaissance's burgeoning ingenuity in warfare. At the heart of this technological revolution was the cannon, an instrument of war that was still in its infancy. Yet, under the command of Mehmed, the cannon was transformed from a crude siege weapon into a formidable engine of destruction. The largest of these, crafted by the Hungarian engineer Orban, was a marvel of medieval engineering. This colossal bombard, named Basilica by the Ottomans, was capable of hurling a 600-pound stone ball over a mile, a feat that seemed to defy the very laws of nature. Each time it was fired, the ground trembled, and the air was filled with the ominous roar of its power, signaling a new era in siege warfare. But the innovation did not stop with the cannons. Mehmed, ever the visionary, understood that the siege of Constantinople required more than brute force. He employed a multifaceted approach, incorporating both ancient techniques and novel strategies. Among these was the creation of a portable bridge, a fleet of ships that could be transported overland on greased logs to bypass the chain guarding the Golden Horn. This audacious feat, akin to magic in the eyes of contemporaries, allowed the Ottoman navy to encircle the city completely, cutting off any hope of reinforcement or escape for the besieged. The defenders of Constantinople, though outnumbered and outgunned, were not without their own technological marvels. The city's walls, a masterpiece of ancient Roman engineering, had been designed with the foresight of withstanding siege warfare. These fortifications were bolstered by a series of defensive layers, including moats, outer walls, and towers equipped with weapons capable of launching Greek fire. This incendiary weapon, a closely guarded secret of the Byzantine Empire, could continue burning even on water, creating a terrifying defense against naval assaults. Moreover, the Byzantines deployed a massive chain across the Golden Horn, a technological deterrent meant to prevent enemy ships from entering the vital harbour. This chain, though ultimately circumvented by Mehmed's ingenuity, symbolized the clash of technological wits that characterized the siege. The siege of Constantinople also highlighted the evolving nature of military logistics and engineering. Mehmed's forces constructed extensive fortifications, including trenches and earthworks, to protect their cannons and siege camps from sorties by the defenders. These fortifications demonstrated a sophisticated understanding of the principles of siege warfare, integrating offense and defense in a harmonious design. Within the city, the defenders undertook Herculean efforts to repair and reinforce the walls after each bombardment. They utilized every resource available, from stones and timber to the very ruins of their city, in a desperate bid to hold back the Ottoman onslaught. This relentless cycle of destruction and repair, underpinned by centuries of accumulated engineering knowledge, underscored the dramatic role of technology in the siege. The struggle for Constantinople was in many ways a harbinger of the modern world, where innovation and technology would come to define the nature of warfare. The siege laid bare the stark reality that walls and fortifications, no matter how formidable, could no longer stand against the power of gunpowder and cannon. It marked the end of an era where cities could rely on their walls for defense, ushering in a new age where mobility, firepower, and technological superiority would dictate the outcome of conflict. In this crucible of war, both attackers and defenders were driven by necessity to transcend the limits of their current warfare technology, innovating and adapting in ways that would forever change the art of siegecraft. The fall of Constantinople was not just the result of overwhelming force, but a testament to the transformative power of technology in the hands of those driven by vision, ambition, and the unyielding will to prevail. In the shadow of Constantinople's mighty walls, as the siege tightened its grip, stories of heroism and sacrifice emerged, etching themselves into the fabric of history. These tales, woven from the threads of desperation and valor, spoke of men and women who rose above the ordinary to defend their city against the encroaching darkness. In this crucible of war, legends were born, and the human spirit was tested to its limits. Among the defenders stood Giovanni Giustiniani, a Genoese captain of unmatched valor who had answered Constantinople's call for aid. With a small contingent of soldiers, Giustiniani arrived, not for wealth or fame, but for honor and the defense of Christendom. Emperor Constantine himself greeted him, for Giustiniani's reputation as a formidable military leader had preceded him. Tasked with defending the most vulnerable section of the walls, the Lycus Valley, Giustiniani worked tirelessly, strengthening the defenses and inspiring his men with his unwavering courage. Under his command, the makeshift barricades became a beacon of resistance, repelling the Ottoman forces time and again. Yet it was not just the famed leaders who carved their names into the annals of history. Ordinary citizens, too, stood shoulder to shoulder with the professional soldiers, their hands gripping weapons with determination, their hearts united in the defense of their home. Among them was a woman of legend whose name has been lost to time, but whose deeds remain. Cloaked in the garb of a warrior, she fought alongside the men, her presence a symbol of the city's resolve. Rumors of her exploits spread through the ranks of the defenders, lifting their spirits and reminding them that the fight was for their very existence, for the future of their children. As the siege wore on, the walls of Constantinople, once thought impregnable, began to show signs of strain. Yet the spirit of the defenders never wavered. They fought not just with swords and spears, but with the very essence of their being. The walls, scarred by cannonballs and stained with blood, stood as a testament to their resilience. And as they repaired the breaches, night after night, under a rain of fire and steel, they did so with the knowledge that each stone replaced was a blow struck against their besiegers. Emperor Constantine, the last emperor of Byzantium, stood as a pillar of strength amidst the chaos. He knew that his empire was a shadow of its former self, yet he refused to let it fall without a fight. Clad in the armor of his ancestors, he walked among his people, sharing in their toils and fears. Constantine's presence on the walls, fighting alongside his soldiers, was a powerful symbol of unity and defiance. He was not just their emperor, he was their brother-in-arms, sharing in the burden of their defense. In the darkest hours of the siege, when hope seemed but a flicker in the night, stories of divine intervention began to circulate among the defenders. Visions of angels hovering over the city's domes and saints marching alongside the weary soldiers bolstered the belief that heaven itself was on their side. These tales, whether born of desperation or divine inspiration, served to fortify the resolve of the defenders, infusing them with a sense of purpose that transcended the mere survival of their city. The siege of Constantinople was more than a military confrontation. It was a battle for the soul of a civilization. The defenders, from the highest-ranking nobles to the humblest citizens, fought not just for the land under their feet, but for the legacy of 1,000 years of history. They stood as guardians of a way of life that was under threat, protectors of the collective memory of an empire that had shaped the course of human history. As the final assault loomed, the defenders prepared for their last stand. They knew that the odds were against them, that the might of the Ottoman Empire was poised to crush them, yet they chose to stand their ground. In this moment of ultimate sacrifice, they transcended the bounds of mortality, becoming symbols of courage and defiance that would endure through the ages. The siege of Constantinople was a testament to the indomitable spirit of its defenders, who, faced with the overwhelming might of an empire, chose to fight until the very end. Their legacy is a reminder of the power of human courage and the enduring strength of the human spirit in the face of insurmountable odds. On the eve of May 29, 1453, the air around Constantinople was charged with a tension so palpable, it seemed as though the very fabric of reality was strained to its breaking point. The city, resplendent in its defiance and beleaguered valor, was on the brink of its final confrontation. The Ottoman forces, under the command of Sultan Mehmed, prepared for what was to be the decisive blow in their long campaign to breach the city's legendary walls. The weeks of siege had taken their toll on both sides. The defenders, though resolute in spirit, were exhausted, their numbers dwindled by constant combat and their supplies near exhaustion. The Ottomans, for their part, were driven by the promise of victory and the relentless ambition of their sultan, whose eyes were set on entering history as the conqueror of the unconquerable city. As the first light of dawn broke on that fateful day, the Ottoman artillery unleashed a barrage of fire that was more ferocious than anything the besieged city had yet faced. The ground shook under the relentless assault as stone and mortar were torn asunder and the ancient walls that had stood for centuries began to crumble. The air was filled with the roar of cannons, the clash of steel and the cries of men as the very gates of fate seemed to swing open. The defenders, led by Emperor Constantine, mounted a desperate resistance. The emperor, his armor gleaming in the first light of dawn, was everywhere at once, rallying his troops, shoring up defenses, and fighting with a valor that inspired all who saw him. Beside him fought Giovanni Giustiniani, the Genoese mercenary captain, whose leadership and skill at arms had become the backbone of the city's defense. But even as they fought, a grim realization dawned upon the defenders. The walls could not hold. The breaches widened, and through them poured the Ottoman forces, a tide of men so vast that it seemed all the warriors of the world had been unleashed upon Constantinople. The fighting was brutal and without quarter. The narrow streets and grand squares of the city became battlegrounds as house-to-house fighting ensued. The defenders, knowing that the fate of their city was sealed, fought with a desperate courage, selling their lives dearly and inflicting heavy casualties upon their foes. In the midst of this chaos, amidst the clash of civilizations and the thunder of battle, legends were born. It is said that in the city's darkest hour, when all seemed lost, the emperor himself charged into the fray, his figure a beacon of resistance against the encroaching darkness. His fate, shrouded in mystery, became the stuff of legend, a symbol of the fall of a city that had stood as a beacon of civilization for over 1,000 years. As the Ottoman forces swept through the city, the Hagia Sophia, the jewel of Constantinople and a marvel of the ancient world, became the final stronghold of the defenders. There, the last of the city's guardians made their stand, fighting amidst the beauty of a place that had been a center of learning and faith for centuries. But it was not to be. The magnificent cathedral was captured, and with it, the last hope of the defenders was extinguished. The fall of Constantinople was not just the end of a siege. It was the closing of an epic. The city, which had stood as the capital of the Byzantine Empire, the successor to ancient Rome, was now under Ottoman control. Its fall signaled the end of the medieval era and the beginning of a new age, one in which the Ottoman Empire would rise to become a dominant power in the world. In the aftermath of the conquest, the city was subjected to the horrors that often follow the fall of a siege. Yet Sultan Mehmed II, aware of the significance of his victory, soon issued orders to protect its inhabitants and preserve its treasures. The city was to be reborn as Istanbul, a vital hub in the Ottoman Empire and a bridge between East and West, just as it had been for centuries before. The siege and fall of Constantinople stand as a testament to the courage of its defenders and the ambition of its conquerors. It marks a pivotal moment in history, a turning point that shaped the modern world. The legacy of the siege and the fall of the city resonate through the ages, a reminder of the transient nature of empires and the enduring spirit of those who defend their homes against the tides of fate. In the wake of the final assault, as the dust settled over the once unassailable walls of Constantinople, the city lay subdued under the weight of its new reality. The siege had ended, but the reverberations of its conclusion would echo through the corridors of history, heralding the dawn of a new era. The Ottoman forces, once the besiegers, now stood as the masters of the Queen of Cities, while the remnants of its defenders were left to grapple with the loss of their world. The aftermath of the conquest was a tapestry of human triumph and tragedy. Sultan Mehmed, now conqueror of Constantinople, entered the city not as a marauder, but as a ruler keenly aware of the significance of his victory. The city, though subjected to the customary 3 days of plunder granted to the victorious, was soon to experience a transformation that would redefine its identity. In the days following the fall, Constantinople was a city of contrasts. Parts of it bore the scars of battle, with smouldering ruins and the detritus of siege and assault, evident at every turn. Yet, amidst the desolation the indomitable spirit of the city endured, Mehmed, envisioning the city as the jewel in the Ottoman crown, took steps to restore its former glory. He issued edicts protecting the survivors, inviting artisans, scholars, and merchants from across his empire to settle in the city, infusing it with new life and diversity. The Hagia Sophia, a masterpiece of Byzantine architecture and a symbol of the city's spiritual and cultural heritage, was transformed into a mosque, an act that symbolized the transition of the city from a Christian empire to an Islamic one. Yet, Mehmed showed a remarkable reverence for the city's past, preserving its architectural wonders and ensuring the continuation of its legacy as a center of learning and culture. For the citizens of Constantinople, the fall of the city marked the end of an epoch. The Byzantine Empire, with its rich history stretching back over a millennium, was no more. The survivors of the siege found themselves living in a transformed world, their city now the capital of the Ottoman Empire. Many faced the future with uncertainty, their lives irrevocably altered by the events of the siege. Yet in the midst of change, the resilient spirit of the city's inhabitants endured, adapting to their new circumstances and finding ways to coexist with their new rulers. The fall of Constantinople had far-reaching implications beyond the city's walls. It signaled the end of the Middle Ages and the beginning of the Renaissance, a period of renewed interest in the classical learning preserved within the city's libraries. Scholars, fleeing the fall of Constantinople, brought with them a wealth of knowledge that would fuel the intellectual fires of the Renaissance and reshape the cultural landscape of Europe. Moreover, the conquest of Constantinople altered the geopolitical balance, closing the traditional trade routes between Europe and Asia, and prompting a search for new passages to the east. This quest would lead to the Age of Exploration, a time of discovery and conquest that would expand the horizons of the known world and pave the way for the modern era. The transformation of Constantinople into Istanbul marked the emergence of the Ottoman Empire as a major power on the world stage. Under the rule of Mehmed and his successors, the empire would reach the zenith of its power, influencing the course of history for centuries to come. The city, at the crossroads of continents and cultures, would continue to be a melting pot of ideas, religions, and peoples, a legacy of its Byzantine past and its Ottoman present. As the sun set on the empire that once spanned from the sun-drenched shores of the Mediterranean to the shadowy forests of the Black Sea, the legacy of the Byzantine Empire, with Constantinople at its heart, refused to be extinguished. The fall of Constantinople in 1453, a cataclysmic event that echoed through the corridors of history, was not merely the end of an empire. It was the beginning of a legend, a story woven into the tapestry of human civilization. The Byzantine Empire, heir to the Roman legacy, had been a beacon of art, culture, and learning. Its scholars preserved the knowledge of the ancient world, acting as custodians of history, philosophy, and science during Europe's Dark Ages. Constantinople, the empire's crown jewel, was a city of unparalleled beauty and sophistication. Its Hagia Sophia, a symbol of architectural and spiritual wonder that captivated both the East and the West. The fall of this great city to the Ottoman forces under Sultan Mehmed marked a pivotal moment in history. It signaled the end of the medieval era and the onset of the Renaissance, a period of cultural rebirth and intellectual exploration in Europe. The scholars who fled Constantinople, carrying with them ancient texts and knowledge, ignited a spark of curiosity and innovation that would illuminate the dark corners of ignorance and superstition. The conquest of Constantinople also reshaped the geopolitical landscape of the world. The Ottoman Empire, with its new capital at the crossroads of Europe and Asia, emerged as a formidable power, influencing the course of history for centuries. The closing of the Silk Road, a direct consequence of the Ottoman ascendancy, spurred the European powers to seek new routes to the east, leading to the Age of Discovery. This quest for exploration and expansion would eventually connect distant corners of the globe, weaving a web of cultural and economic exchanges that shaped the modern world. Yet, the legacy of Constantinople and the Byzantine Empire extends beyond the realms of politics and exploration. In the arts, Byzantine influence continued to permeate Ottoman architecture, music, and literature, creating a rich tapestry of cultural fusion that enriched both civilizations. The religious and philosophical ideas, preserved and developed in Byzantine monasteries and schools, found new life in the intellectual salons of Europe, contributing to the development of modern thought and spirituality. The story of Constantinople and its fall is a testament to the resilience of human spirit and culture in the face of adversity. The city, reborn as Istanbul, continued to thrive, a melting pot of religions, languages, and traditions. Its streets and alleys, palaces and mosques are imbued with the memories of emperors and sultans, saints and scholars, warriors and poets who walked its cobblestoned paths. Istanbul stands as a living museum, a bridge between the past and the present, where every stone tells a story of glory and ruin, of battles fought and wisdom gained. The fall of the Byzantine Empire reminds us that civilizations may crumble and empires may fade, but the legacy they leave behind can transcend the ages. The art, knowledge, and cultural achievements of Byzantium, preserved through the centuries, continue to inspire awe and wonder. They serve as a beacon to humanity, a reminder of our capacity for greatness, and a call to preserve the light of learning and culture against the encroaching shadows of oblivion. As the narrative of the Byzantine Empire unfolds, from its glorious beginnings to its tragic end, it serves as a mirror reflecting the eternal cycle of human history, where every end is a new beginning. The legacy of Constantinople, the fallen empire, is a saga of human endeavor, a story of triumph and tragedy, resilience and renewal. It is a legacy that belongs not just to the past but to the future, a timeless testament to the indomitable spirit of humanity. In the echoes of its fallen walls, in the silence of its empty streets, the story of Constantinople and the Byzantine Empire continues to be told, a whisper in the wind that carries the tales of yesteryears into the heart of the modern world. It is a legacy of a fallen empire, immortalized in the annals of history, its spirit undimmed by the passage of time. Thank you for joining us on this enchanting journey through medieval history. While our weekly episodes will continue to captivate your imagination, there's an exclusive treasure trove for subscribers, a secret vault of bonus episodes filled with extra tales and deep dives into the subjects we cover. Your curiosity fuels our mission, and we're truly thankful for your support. Until we meet again among stone walls and towering turrets, keep that torch of curiosity burning bright. Thank you for listening.